Welcome to Ira's Everything Bagel, where I talk with intriguing people about everything, their passions, pursuits, and points of view. Have you ever wondered how one lucky jackpot can completely change someone's life? My guest today turned a viral casino win into an exciting brand, becoming one of the gaming industry's most recognizable influencers. Actress, producer, entrepreneur, and the goddess of slots, Lorraine Benzovingo Ziff has built an impressive career both on screen and online, entertaining audiences with her passion for gaming, fashion, humor, and storytelling. We'll find out how she transformed a moment of luck into a thriving business and media career. And for everything about Lorraine, go to goddessofslots.com, goddessofslots.com, and follow her on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, X, Cameo, and YouTube, and probably follow her around the block. You could do that as well. Anyway, Lorraine, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I love the background, by the way.
Yes, my famous bagels. And we'll have some after the show as well. I always like to give my guests some bagels. It'd be kind of hard going through online, but we'll work it out, I think.
I had some this morning, actually. We're on the same page.
Excellent. First of all, let's get into the big important thing. How you won it. How much was the jackpot that you won in slots?
I think it was like $1,500. So it wasn't huge by today's standards. It was actually considered pretty small. Nowadays, they consider $2,000 and above to be a jackpot. But back when I threw the money into the machine, it hit. It was unexpected. It was exciting. We filmed it. It went viral immediately. That day, I got 1 million views and it took off. And a friend of mine said, you know, there's a whole world out there of casino gamblers. It's a whole niche world that you could be a part of. And it just sounded like fun. I was just completed one acting job and I was just going on to another. So I was in between and I thought, well, let's have fun with this. This is great because it allows me to continue to keep my acting alive and active and have fun in the process. And it's spiraled into something magnificent that I never, ever could have thought possible. But here we are.
I have to tell you, because I have a background in the casino industry, as well as other backgrounds, most of them legal. But the thing that impressed me about your story is I clearly know that $1,500 is not a major win, even 20 years ago. And the fact that you're able to use that and get that many viral views on a jackpot win. So was this in Las Vegas or was it in another casino market?
Actually, it was actually in Florida the Hard Rock in Florida. Yeah. So as I said, I wasn't... Growing up, I wasn't really a casino person. I did live down the block from the Yonkers racetrack, so I was very familiar with the ponies, but not the casinos. And we would occasionally go to Atlantic City, just, you know, which was a couple of hours away from me at the time. But just, you know, sort of doing this and throwing a couple of dollars in and having it. And I think my reaction to the fact that it hit, which was so exciting. Prior to that, it was COVID and I had had a small following because I was doing all these silly things on TikTok, like singing and doing silly dances and what have you. So I sort of had already had a little bit of an audience and it was TikTok where it went viral. Ironically, you can't even show gambling on TikTok. So the fact that it showed up, that it was allowed through, that somebody picked it up and that it hit, you know, over 1 million views and went viral instantaneously overnight.
It's funny. There was a time too, when if you had a jackpot, the casino might film you and you'd have to sign a release, but you weren't allowed to film yourself generally in most casinos at a certain point in time. Now it doesn't really matter. Everybody has a camera because it's on their phone. So now
that's exactly right.
So how did you exploit, I think it's a good term. It's a positive as well as negative, but how did you manifest that win and that moment into now the goddess of slots? So you are appearing, I know you were recently in Las Vegas, you appear at casinos and get involved with the slot customers and the casino will bring you in. Can you give us a sense of what goes on in these events?
Sure. Actually, it's really, really expanded, as I said, beyond my wildest dreams. I started just trying to build the social media across all of the platforms and that again took off. I was trying to not only do just casino stuff, but I want to make it a lifestyle and take people along with me on different experiences. And so having the ability to get sort of behind the scenes with the acting stuff and taking people to that and having them see casino stuff and having them see classic car stuff, things like that, I think just expanding it out is what made people interested to tune in and to continue to tune in. But since that time, because of the media presence that I've created, I've had casinos, various casinos across the whole country, actually. So they invite me out. And if they're trying to introduce a new slot machine, I've been invited to that. If they've wanted to expand, like El Cortez, for example, recently or a couple of years ago, last year, I think, expanded to a whole brand new high limit room. And so I was there cutting that ribbon and showcasing a game. Hard Rock did the same thing in Tampa. And actually, they were introducing a game in Atlantic City, too. So I got to do that. So I get invited to these different places to showcase the casino. On a separate part of that, I get to do meet and greets now because of the audience that I've amassed. So I'm able to have people come up and people... I am so appreciative of the fact that people stand in line to meet me. And I'm just like, you got to be kidding, you know? So I give hugs and swag and,
selfies,
you know,
maybe
selfies, absolutely selfies. I have these lucky lanyards now that I've been handing out to people and people have, I mean, I don't know what that's about, but people have been hitting when I give these. And so the thing now is when you see me in the casino, come up. I'm always willing to say hello. I'm always willing to give a hug. And if I've got a lucky lanyard on me, it becomes yours. And you attach a player's card to it. People have been doing that and have been having great luck. It's also expanded out to online casino gaming. So I've had different jobs through DraftKings and casinos.com and a bunch of different companies, Hard Rock. It's expanded out to cruises, Virgin Voyages, and I did a Goddess of Slots cruise last year, which was an absolute blast. And, you know, I'm always so impressed and amazed, not with myself, but with the people who are willing to participate and come out on my behalf. I'm so grateful for that. And when the idea of the cruise, you know, first came about, it was like, oh, I don't know. Will people really want to be participants to this? And we had an absolute blast. And right now I'm actually speaking with a different cruise line so that in the upcoming year, I have another cruise right now to do another Goddess of Slots cruise. So it's going to be amazing. The audience grows. And because I feel that I'm taking people on this journey with me, I think there's an authenticity that people appreciate. And I think that the casinos see that. And that's why they keep inviting me out to do more and more introductions of things. And
yeah, it's definitely a very specific market segment that you're dealing with. And you pretty much have it to yourself at this point. I was thinking, I remember when we were sitting in the brainstorming room and we were trying to come up with a title for you. And it was either Goddess of Slots or Degenerate Gambler. And I guess Goddess of Slots won. So that works out fine for you. So
well, it's funny that you would say that, actually, because when we were first coming up with this moniker, we were sitting around the kitchen table, a bunch of friends and I were sitting around a bunch of a table and just saying, well, what do I call myself? You know what, you know, I don't know. And so there's so many double entendres, obviously, on the goddess and the Goddess of Slots. And I, you know, I like to believe that every woman has goddess within her. Mm-hmm. And in addition to that, of course, the whole dominating the slot machines. And, you know, mm-hmm. I do get some very interesting DMs from people who only see the word goddess. It's interesting because there's a couple of things. Number one, I'll get things from people who, as I said, only see the word goddess. And when I sell all of my clothing that I show that I wear online is all for sale. And people can go online and choose the outfit that they like and then, you know, buy that outfit. But right. It's not my clothing. So getting back to the DM stuff, when I would say you can get online and you can buy my clothing, people are like, oh my goodness. And you know, what they wanted is not what I'm selling.
Well, they go to goddessofslots.com for all that information as well.
Exactly.
I was thinking, you know what you could do? Okay, I'm going to give you an idea, and I only want 10% royalty for it. I just thought of this. And here it is. Instead of an OnlyFans site, you can start an OnlySlots platform.
I think that there may be things like that out there. I'm not sure, but okay, I can definitely check into
it. Maybe I borrowed it without realizing it. Okay, but if if I'm original with it, I want 10% if you launch it and you're successful. Thank you so much. So when you travel, this is an interesting way to work and to live, because you, as you mentioned, you expanded beyond the casinos. You were on cruise lines, and there's other elements of this as well. How do you maintain your energy level in terms of the excitement? Not when you're there at the event. Of course, you're going to do that there. But you seem to be a generally and genuinely enthusiastic person. So how do you maintain that energy level?
Thank you. I am usually very up and having a good time, because I see this all as fun. I've had the serious careers, you know, in life. I worked as a social worker, and in addition to doing the acting, throughout my entire life. So that's hard work right there. Oh, yeah. Kudos to the people who do that.
Absolutely right. Yeah, you have an interesting background, because people think, well, you're just an actress who now is doing this. But you, as you mentioned, you're a social worker, you're an entrepreneur, you have all this interesting background to you. When you looked at this, how long have you been the Goddess of Slots? And was there an apprenticeship before you became Goddess of Slots?
There was not. So I did this for about three. I've been doing it for about 3.5 years. And again, I think the fact that I have an acting background and went to school for acting, I think that really helps for the fact that I'm able to stand in front of a machine and engage an audience and work improv, which I love. But I haven't given up all the other stuff. So as you had mentioned earlier, Marty Cove of Karate Kid and I, who have done movies in the past, filmed in the beginning, first week of August, through MGM, a sort of series of something with gambling. Just the two of us had a competition, and we were trying to see who is better at, and it wasn't slots, believe it or not. I think it was Pai Gow and roulette, craps, and blackjack. And that's a funny thing. And in addition to that, I filmed, and we're actually already working on a second season of a movie called Unsuited. And I'm sorry, it's not a movie, it's a television series, but Unsuited, which is a gambling comedy, and it centers around poker. And that's coming out in the fall. So the World Poker Association is behind that, which, you know, most of the things that are out there are very serious dramas with regard to gambling. And this is very light and funny. And people like Tom Arnold and Dan Lauria and Carolyn Hennessy are in this with me. So they're Emmy winning people, and we're having a very, very good time. And I got that, interestingly enough, as a result of a director watching these slot things and realizing that I'm also, when he dug into my background, realizing that I'm an actress. So he called me and said, "Hey, this already seems like a part of your world. Would you be willing to come aboard?" So it's amazing how life has sort of interacted, you know, to get me right, to keep me where I'm at, and to get me back in, well, still with the acting. I just signed 2 days ago. I have a movie coming that I'll be filming in September also, which is an entirely different genre. So everything sort of has interweaved more beautifully than I could ever have assumed. But also, prior to that, I did go to law school. I did work as a school social worker. I do have businesses, financial businesses, that I'm involved with outside of the gambling world. And so that's where my money comes from in order to play. So people will ask, you know, is the casino giving you, you know, hyping you up with free money? Well, if a casino has me come for an appearance, they're going to pay for an appearance fee. Sure. But nobody's doing anything to hype up the machines. And the money going into those machines is my money. So when you get back to the degenerate gambler thing, I have to tell you, I am so disciplined and regimented with how much I put in and how much I take out. And it's calculating in my head at all times. I think I'm a businesswoman first and foremost before, you know, before anything else.
How did you get the business sense? If you think about it, the reason I ask it, if you think about it, given that you're an actress and you're involved in entertainment, it's not always compatible with a business sense. That's why usually actors and actresses get a business manager or somebody that handles the money type of thing. But you seem to have an innate business sense. So do you know where that came from?
I'll tell you, in addition to having gone to college and taking some classes for that, I grew up incredibly poor with a dad who had no business sense. And so when you have to figure out where your next meal is coming from, because as I said, we did grow up down the road from the ponies, you develop a survival mode of what makes sense and what you'll accept in life and what you won't accept and what you need to survive and what you need to thrive. And I think that that's how that came about. In addition, I do surround myself with some very, very smart people in the business world. So if I don't have a question, I'm very happy to run. If I don't have an answer, I'm very happy to run a question past a person that's got more business savvy than I do. I do have managers now that, again, I picked up as a result of all of this. So I do have a manager that I feel really good about that's constantly keeping an eye on everything for me. But I don't hand everything over because I've also seen how Hollywood accounting works.
Yes. So. Yeah, if you want to go back into history, which nobody wants to, but if you just read the Art Buchwald versus Paramount lawsuit, you can see how all that Hollywood financing and accounting works. And it's
exactly.
Frightening. Yeah. You also seem to me to be very practical. And here's what I mean by that. You're very entertaining and you know how to entertain people and be flashy, et cetera. But as you talked about the finances, I started to think that if you were to get a car, you would look at it from a couple of points of view. In other words, you wouldn't necessarily get a new car. You'd wait for a year or two so that because of the depreciating asset aspect of it, since you're a businesswoman. Would I be right or not?
Yes. Well, yes. So I have a bunch of cars that I got specifically for the appreciation value of them. So they're classics.
Oh, that's
so
they're only
So they're only going up in value. My daily drivers are cars that once I get something, if I love it, I hold on to it forever. Right. So I have a Mercedes and I have it at one of the locations that I live, and I have a Bentley in Florida, which is where I also live. And it's a 2008 and I treat it like my baby and I keep it very perfect and pristine, and there's no need to trade it or anything because I love it and it's great. And you know, I'm very, like you said, practical. I am very practical.
Yeah, no, I got that sense of it. And the fact that you're able to look at where you are, appreciate where you are, enjoy where you are, but also be aware of what expenses are and what income is, et cetera. Not everybody can do that. So that's an admirable trait. And unfortunately, we don't teach that, I don't think, in most school systems in the country about how to handle finances at an early age and to understand what that all means. Because that's
said that. I agree 100% with you. That is something that should be really starting in middle school. Kids should really, younger even, but I really believe that kids should learn how to handle their finances, you know, how to handle your allowance, how to handle different things as you grow up. I agree 100%.
And how to handle slot machines, as you mentioned earlier, where you know exactly what's going in. You're not going to chase that money. You're going to put in just enough for what you feel is entertainment value. And if you win, you're going to get excited and be on TikTok. And all of a sudden, now you have another career. So there you go.
Is the video
that you shot originally, is that still on TikTok?
Yeah, I think it is actually. Okay. I'm wearing a pink, a little pink dress. Yeah, I think the very first one. That would be probably my very first post on there. Yeah.
Okay, we'll have to take a look. You mentioned earlier that a friend of yours suggested, or someone suggested to you, to pursue this idea of the goddess of slots once you won that jackpot. So you didn't come up with the idea initially, but you ran with it, which is even more important than coming up with the idea, which is why I want you to run with my ideas, because I don't want to do it, but I just want my 10% royalty. But was this person that suggested it to you, did the light bulb go on in your head immediately? And then you started to use your business brain to figure out how to make that work?
That's exactly what happened. You know, it's funny. I spoke to a couple of people. I immediately started doing the research to see what else was out there. But in addition to that, Gene Simmons of KISS is a friend of mine, and I was actually talking to him about it. Now, Gene is a brilliant businessman.
He is.
And he actually said to me, this is my word of advice to you, trademark everything. And because if you know the story with KISS, Gene has everything trademarked. He had offered to Paul Stanley to also trademark, and I don't know that that happened. So Gene owns KISS, the name and everything. You know, he's the main owner of all of that. Right. And although they're partners, he was savvy enough to do that. So he actually gave me his lawyer's name in New York City and said, go through him. And that's exactly what I did. I trademarked the Goddess of Slots, the image, and the words and everything. So it was a long process, but we got it done.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Especially when you want to take it into, excuse my hat disappearing. Occasionally it does that with the bagel.
It's going into a bagel, so it's perfectly fine.
Yeah, exactly. But just the fact that you can expand it in all kinds of directions, and you know you have the basic trademark there to protect you, which is important.
Exactly.
Because you, and you have, there's something else you have that a lot of people don't have. And let's talk a little bit about that, because I think it's important for people watching and listening. And that is your confidence, your self-confidence. Where does that come from? You were, as you mentioned, you were born on the, not on the wrong side of the track so much as the wrong side of the track.
And that's very well done.
Thank you. But you somehow were able to, despite your parental issue with money, you were able to develop that confidence, and not just the knowledge. It's more than knowledge, because knowledge is good for managing money and learning about money. But where did the confidence come from?
I think a couple of things. I think the fact that I was told my entire life that I was very pretty and very lucky. But as I got older, I wanted to get into the martial arts. And, you know, as a youngster, I didn't have the money. But when I could afford to have that money, because I've worked my entire life. So some people think, you got handed everything. No, I got handed nothing. You know, I worked.
I think what it is you give the appearance of not having worked hard when clearly you have. And that's the downfall of being attractive. And as you say, you know, people compliment you on that, but it takes away from the hard work that was there before.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate you recognizing that. And so sometimes you have to work twice as hard, and that's
exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm willing to do that. But I think that having trained in martial arts, I'm a third degree black belt. And I think having done that for over 26 years instills a level of confidence that might not otherwise be there. You're confident in your body and your physical appearance, but also in the fact that you can protect yourself. Not that I don't like to be protected by a man, but you know, that it's a certain mindset, I think, that helps. But I'm a girly girl, even though I'm a 26-year martial artist with third degree black, I'm an absolute girly girl.
Which is a good combination, actually, when you think about it, because I think men appreciate the fact that you have the self-confidence, but you're also, as you said, a girly girl, I'll use your words. And you're also able to defend yourself if you need to in situations that come up as well. I think that gives you a relaxed state as opposed to a lot of people who go around fearful of life, fearful of taking chances, et cetera. So let's talk a little bit. I have a couple of minutes left, but what do you see as the future for the Goddess of Slots? Do you see, for example, having a farm team raised behind you, in other words, princesses of slots, and they become the goddesses two and three, sort of like, who am I thinking of? Gallagher, where you had Gallagher one and Gallagher two. Will
That's
it be a
right.
Goddess of
That's
Slots
right.
two, a Goddess of Slots three, or something along those lines?
I I think I have a couple of things right now. I don't necessarily have an apprentice. I'm trying to build this and expand it out as much as possible. So a lot of the times when I win, I'll use monies towards charity. And I don't really go out there and publicize all of that because, you know, but that's part of what I'm doing. So charity is very near and dear to me. So that's what I use some of the money for. I'm in the process of writing a book. So I'm in the process of, as I said, doing another cruise. I'm in the process of expanding this out to that it's so that it's more a brand. It's not simply this one little niche thing, but it's a mindset. As you said, it's about having fun and responsibly having fun, but it's about having fun and cutting loose and enjoying life. And, that's what I want to do. I want to try to expand this as great as I possibly can, take it as high as I possibly can, you know, all while trying to keep real and, you know, be authentic. And one of the things I think from the therapist background that I have is I absolutely love meeting people and having chats with them and giving them hugs. The life stories that people have shared with me have been incredible. And that's really what it's all about for me more than anything else. So I just want to try to expand making people happy, I guess.
Yeah. No, that's fair. Have you thought about partnering with a group of casinos so that you on an ongoing basis will go from market to market and join a different events as the Goddess of Slots? In other words, you may have a casino corporation that owns casinos in Las Vegas, Reno, in Florida. Well, their casinos are everywhere now too.
Yeah, but they really are.
Yeah, if you could hook up with a large enough company that could just make it easier on yourself by you already have a set schedule in terms of where their properties are.
I would love that. I would love to sort of be the in-house you know, goddess, if you will, the in-house social media influencer for, and you know, one particular casino. As it turns out, though, I have so many different casinos that are constantly wanting me to be a part of it. It's almost selfish to lock down to one. So I want to be available to the people who ask me. And I get like online stuff every single day. I get offers. We're fielding offers through my manager.
Right.
But also I love MGM and I love the Borgata when I'm Atlantic City or MGM, but I also have a really good time with Hard Rock. So I don't want to necessarily commit to one because that locks other people out.
Yeah.
Reno and Peppermill, El Cortez. At one point I was doing a lot for El Cortez, but when I took a specific online thing, they said, you know, this is a conflict for us. And I don't want to ever be in the position of not being available, especially to the people who allowed me my start. Hard Rock is where I got started. So there's a certain level of something there. Revo in New Hampshire, believe it or not, had me come out and I started with one and I've opened their floor for a second. And now we're talking about a third. And it's a much smaller casino, but the people are so real and so genuine and so lovely that I would go back there in a heartbeat. So while the concept of working with just one or being just an in-house with one is lovely, I'm having so much fun at this stage in my life. I'm just like, let's go where the wind takes us. Let's see how this plays out. Well, I've done all the serious stuff in my life. Now I'm just sort of having fun.
Well, that's a great way to leave it. My guest has been Lorraine Benzevengo Ziff, the Goddess of Slots. And for everything about Lorraine, go to goddessofslots.com, goddessofslots.com. And you can follow her on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, X, Cameo, and YouTube, all the platforms. And Lorraine, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sure. And join us every Thursday for a new schmear on Ira's Everything Bagel.